It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
Swings it out to Sadiq Bey. Gets Benny in the corner.
To Abdul Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win. The three-pointer by Jordan Poole.
Here's the give. Walker.
Kenny Walker. Touchdown. Smarty.
Goff's got it. Back. Looks. Throws. Enter.
Yes. Caught. Touchdown to Troy Myers. They did it. Amon Ross St. Brown the receiving end.
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's
out of here. A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera. He's got two goals. Harpin in on goal. Scores! His first career hat trick in his seventh season for Dylan Larkin.
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Kane, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, we say good morning to you. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. And of course, we encourage you. Join the show at any time. Text the keyword sports radio. Send that to 21000. Sports radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast. Listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting Google, Apple, Spotify, and of course, the iHeartRadio app. MichiganSportsNetwork.com is the website. XBMornings at gmail.com is our fan feedback email inbox. Danny Cadlin is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL underscore key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. It's great to have you all riding with us. You're in hour number three of a thirsty Thursday, the 12th day of May 2022. Active. Just diving into this report from the ACC here during the break, and they are looking at a new scheduling model. And what exactly do they... They're looking at this 3-5-5 model right now. And no vote was taken to formally change their current scheduling model. But the 3-5-5 basically says you would have three permanent opponents and then rotate the rest over a two-year period, 5 1 year and 5 the next year. Boy, is that interesting. And so we were debating, we're gonna dive a little bit more into this because Gene Smith, the athletic director at Ohio State, and you know, as much as I dislike Ohio State, Gene Smith's got it all going on. Like he knows. He is acutely aware. He knows the importance of football to that university. He knows that there isn't another. You could combine everything else on campus and it wouldn't matter. Final Fours in basketball, they don't matter if Buckeye football isn't good. That is the religion of Columbus, Ohio, and the religion of the state of Ohio. It is Ohio State football, and then there's everyone else and everything else. And whether you're in Cincinnati or you're in Columbus, you're in Cleveland, you're in Youngstown, you're in Toledo, everybody's a Buckeye fan. There's a handful of, you know, Cincinnati football fans. There's a handful of Xavier Hoops fans. But at the end of the day, whether you're a Bengals or a Browns fan, there's even a pocket of Steelers fans in that state. You are going to rally and unite around Ohio State football. It is just thought about differently. And so even though I don't like Ohio State, I like where Gene Smith's head is at in trying to come up with some way to differentiate and separate football from the athletic department. He's right. He's absolutely like football is its own entity and it needs to be. We don't need to act like it's not, like everything is equal because it's not. You know, they are, and I say this all the time, they are the engine that drives college athletics. They are. And it's the football players, it's that program, it's those TV deals, it is the mass amounts of people traveling to bowl games, to college football playoff games, it is the bands out on the field, it's the cheerleaders, it's the tailgating, it's everything that every school has their own fight song and tradition that is built around the game of football? What's one thing they do at, here's one for example. You're going to run out of the tunnel and you're going to touch the banner, right? That's one thing they do at Michigan. What's one fun thing they do at Michigan State?
What? As in
wow, entrance? You set that up. You.
It could be anything. No. It literally
what's
could
one
be.
Thing they, what's one fun thing they do at Michigan State?
No, there's
right?
going to be there's going to
oh, no.
be something.
For pregame, that, they walk through campus and walk, you know, past the Spartan statue into the stadium, all dressed in their suits as a team.
I mean, that was a layup for they beat Michigan every year, Ryan. Come on.
Well, I mean, they beat them the last 2 years.
Yeah, Dan like doesn't Dan has very
Dan likes
memory.
To poke both yeah. the Bears here and
he's got two sticks and he just goes like this. But my point is like at Clemson, right? They drive around on the bus and then they run down the hill and they touch the rock. Right?
Which like, how has no one gotten seriously hurt like jumping down the hill?
I have no idea how they continue to do that and no one's blown an ACL and stumbled.
Rolled an ankle.
I mean, it's unbelievable, the accuracy. I mean, 100 for 100 every single Saturday. But every school has a campus tradition. I was at the Orange Bowl this past year to watch Michigan get ran off the field by Georgia, and I had people barking at me because I had my Michigan quarter zip on, my khaki shorts. Yeah, I was just going to get some beers. They only give you two at a time. I had a bunch of people there that, you know, even though I traveled solo, a bunch of people from the athletic department that, you know, I met up with and that was going to be like the group that I was going to hang out with. The after party was a little somber, but it was a lot of fun. Open bar, that was great. I'm all for that. But the idea that every school has their own tradition, you know, the way that the Georgia fans were dressed for the game, like, dude, just put on some jeans and a shirt. It's not that big a deal. Oh, the women. I mean, bedazzled shoes. Like little
just
fake
means
rhinestones.
More.
It just means more. But it's pretty tough to argue. They chose a good slogan. They did. They chose a good slogan for the South.
It's better than Ohio State's. We ain't here to play school.
I mean, that's a pretty good one, too. Like, that's it's honest. You could pick on them, but it's honest. And, you know, for Gene Smith proposing that the FBS leagues operate under the umbrella of the college football playoff with their own rules, completely separate of the NCAA, I think it's a brilliant idea. The NCAA continues to only host championships for every other sport except for football. That's why they don't hand out that crusty brown trophy to the winner of the college football playoff. It was the BCS. They had the crystal ball. Now they got the beer tower. You know, it's just that's a terrible trophy, by the way. That is stupid. Whoever came up with that was awful. Like, take the Lombardi and then do something cool with it. But you have the model.
Make it gold.
Make it gold. Make it gold. And go that route with it. Like, I don't care. Even the crystal ball was cool. Like, at least it was, you know, something unique. This beer tower thing's got to go. I'm just nitpicking at this point. We got different things. But I would look to a guy like Gene Smith at Ohio State to be the voice of reason because he realizes the importance and he's not afraid to say this is more important than everything else. And it's not a shot. It's reality. I know that everybody likes to get bent out of shape and, oh, you know, what about my sport? Like my sport. It doesn't matter. In the grand scheme of things, there's one thing that's drawn people's eyeballs to the screen. I mean, I was driving around listening this past winter. I was on my way to a Michigan game and I was listening to sports radio in the area and they were talking about how the college basketball regular season doesn't matter. Like, you're not going to have that. You are not going to have that. Like, I know that I bicker about the games that we have because the Lions schedule that's going to get released tonight in a few hours, 12 hours from now, a little bit less than, like, every game matters. And people are afraid that an expanded college football playoff is going to lessen the importance of every single game. Like, oh, Michigan Rutgers is something you have to see. Oh, my God, must-see television. No, sorry. That's not the way this works. There's like three games on the schedule that must be seen. So we're gonna dive a little bit more into this. We'll give you a little bit more detail on what the ACC is trying to do. Plus, what would our Big Ten 355 model sort of look like? Because I feel like it's going to look like the same exact thing we have now. That's coming up next year at X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for Matt Golden and his team at the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids, and they are a statewide destination for golf, events, weddings, receptions, and more. They feature the 18-hole Tullymore layout and 18 holes at St. Ives. They have lodging to handle 200 to 400 people. So go to TullymoreGolf.com right now to book your stay and play package or your next big event with your business or in your life. That's TullymoreGolf.com. And the golf course is open. And they have a great rate happening right now before you get to the summer rates. So go to TullymoreGolf.com. Book that tee time. Take advantage of the great rates at one of Michigan's top golf destinations, the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Book your tee time now at TullymoreGolf.com.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
The Summer Concert Series is back at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. And we need great people like you to make it even more entertaining. We're hiring ushers, crowd control, wait staff, and bartenders. Wages start at $20 an hour for non-tip positions, $15 for tipped. Upcoming interviews are scheduled for May 3rd, May 17th, and May 31st. For a list of openings, more interview dates, and complete details, visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Share your thoughts all morning long on the Meyer Guest Line. Call 248-951-2176. That's 248-951-2176. Now, back to Danny, Ryan, and AB.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Want to take a deeper dive into the conversation we were just having about the ACC moving closer to adopting a new football scheduling model that would scrap divisions, because now all of a sudden everybody wants to scrap divisions. It could start as early as 2023, although they haven't voted on it yet. Here's what's being looked at. A 3-5-5 model, right? So you'd still have 8 conference games, 4 non-conference games. You'd have 3 games that would be permanent opponents that you'd have every year, and then you'd have 5 and 5 of your other opponents within your conference that would rotate every other year. Over the 2-year period. So you get 5 1 year, 5 the next year. So you have your 3 permanent, your 5 this year, that's 8, plus your 4 non-conference, that gives you 12 games. The NCAA Football Oversight Committee recommended conferences no longer be required to have divisions to hold a conference championship game. The Division I Council is set to vote on it later this month when it is expected to pass. The divisions were put in place because these conferences got so huge that, you know, they needed a way to make scheduling easier, right? Conference expansion has been huge because every conference has their own network and they want to get in those TV markets and everything else. And it's just where the dollar is really, really driven a nail into things. We're going to see the Big 12 just be a disaster without Oklahoma and without Texas, and they're going to join the SEC, which I think is I don't think the SEC should even want them in their conference. I think that they're you know, filled up too much to begin with. And whether this leads to super conferences of 16 teams apiece, I don't know. I don't know how you would do that. Maybe there's, instead of 10, you know, the Power 5 and the Group of 5. And of course, we always have to have the outlier that is Notre Dame. Like, dude, join a conference.
That's the thing. Don't you want, now that it's, you know, you don't have to be a division champ, you would probably rather be in one of the smaller conferences so that there aren't divisions, or there, you know, it's just like, why would you want to have now if there's less competition in one of the smaller conferences, that's still a, you know, a prominent conference. now you have a better shot at winning your conference because you they're making it easier to get to a championship game.
I see what you're saying. Like when you look at the Big 12 only having 10 teams, right? Like that's cool. If you are the Big 12, and you know stick with your 10 teams, but you're losing, you know, Oklahoma and Texas, which are two monstrous moneymakers for you. They go to the SEC that is already loaded with teams. I really don't know how they're going to do this and how it's even going to make sense. Like, how are you going to have a 16 team conference and play non-conference games? Like, that's the thing that really bugs me. So in the NFL, with the way the divisions are set up, right, we know that we have our six games against divisional opponents and then they rotate the schedule. So there's a uniformity every year, right? You know, well,
that's pretty much what the SEC would have to do. You're in one conference. You have four to separate divisions? You could do two. It'd be 8-8. You play your seven teams. Rotate. Just keep rotating two of the other division. And then your non-conference. Or they get rid of a non-conference game and you rotate three. Get rid of Cupcake Week in November because they already play only three non-conference at the beginning of the season. Then add in the games versus Citadel, you know, the week before their final week of the season before rivalry week. Get rid of that. Then boom, there you go. Or they could try out the first conference with three divisions.
Yeah, I mean, if you have 16 teams, you could go four divisions.
Right.
Four divisions of four.
Do a mini bracket for your conference championship.
Be kind of cool, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't get it, man. And teams like the Citadel, right? Teams like, you know, I don't know who's coming out of the Sun Belt. App State or Georgia State. Like, they need those games for the money aspect of it, which I think is preposterous as well. You shouldn't, you know, athletic department shouldn't be paying a team to come play them. Like the whole model that we knew of college football, it was all messed up to begin with. We just accepted it because it was the only, you know, that's just the way that it is. But you have way too many teams. Like the last 10 to 13 teams or however many teams we have now, 133 are there. The last 10 to join FBS should be the first ones out of FBS. Out. Sorry, 10 leagues, 12 teams per league. Like, I don't really know. Like, we have to have a uniform number across the board. You can't have the SEC that has 16 teams in it or however many teams and then have the Big Ten with 14, have the Big 12 with 10. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And I think, honestly, it hurts the product overall. It's bad enough Alabama has to play, you know, Vanderbilt every year. The last thing we want to do is see them take on Troy. Like, we really, like, nobody wants to see that. That's not a game that we should write down on the schedule. You have, what, 12 teams in the Pac-12? So 12 in the Pac-12, 14 in the Big Ten, 10 in the Big 12, and then 16 in the SEC?
It's ridiculous. Smart on them for not to put a number in their conference name.
Right, yeah, the Big Ten. I mean, I don't get any of it. I think it's. I'm glad that they're trying to approach this. The ACC is with like a different model, but when you look at it, you can't apply it to the Big Ten because then you end up with more of the same. So, who would your three permanent games be if you're Michigan State, Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan?
That's what you think off the bat, but then again, because if we're thinking about Michigan as well. Whose would there be? Michigan State, Ohio State, Penn State. Then, by default, Penn State's would be Michigan, Michigan State, and possibly Ohio State.
Right.
Like, you're not breaking up that Big Ten East Division, which is what Big Ten fans want, is to kind of break up that group of four from cannibalizing themselves.
God, now we got a group of four. We got a group of five. We got a power five.
It's well, that's what right. Really the Big Ten fans 100%. Are wanting is to break up that four. So for that, you'd have to say, okay, Michigan State, you for fun, you don't get Ohio State in year three.
That'd be great
for fun. Yeah, it'd be wonderful. And let's say you take, since your permanent crossover game is Northwestern, Northwestern's your third. For Ohio State, you get Michigan, Penn State, and we'll give you, I don't know, Iowa.
Yeah, I don't, I mean, that's, that like, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Penn State are basically what the NFC West is right now. Right? I mean, that's the strongest cluster that the Big Ten has in right. four teams.
So you can pick one of the four, like, and have a strong case of why they would be the division winner.
Right. And it's just, you know, for teams like Purdue, Illinois, Nebraska, Northwestern's good every 4 years. Rutgers, Maryland. Like, I just.
2 years away from a Northwestern Big Ten championship appearance.
Just two years. But, I mean, and that's it. Like, you don't want a Big Ten championship game where that East team is blowing the doors off the West again. I don't know how they're going to do it. They got, man, this is one of those things where I almost have to admit I have no real easy solution to this outside of standardized scheduling. Golf season's here. Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, offering two championship courses, Tullymore and St. Ives, located about an hour from Grand Rapids, 30 minutes west of Mount Pleasant, up north golf, but without the drive and the lodging to be able to cater to you and your partner, your foursome, or up to 400 of your closest friends and family. Tullymore not only features top-of-the-line golf, but also top-of-the-line accommodations. Call 1-800-972-4837, 1-800-972-4837, or visit TullymoreGolf.com, TullymoreGolf.com. Book your stay and play at Tullymore today. We're talking playoffs next. Playoffs here on X's and Bros, the Michigan Sports Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You could also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
On a hot, steamy summer's day, imagine being stuck in traffic when your vehicle's air conditioner stops blowing cold air. Well, beat the heat with an AC recharge kit from your Auto Value Auto Parts store. Can't make it into the store? Shop online at myautovaluestore.com. For online orders, we offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. See an in-store sales pro for more information. And thank you for shopping locally at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
X's and Bros, right here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Kaler, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of the North every weekday morning, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. Travis City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City. We say good morning to you. We welcome you. Thank you. Appreciate you. And of course, we encourage you. Join the show at any time. You can text us, use the keyword sports radio, send that to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000, or you can call us in the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. All right, let's get caught up now on what's going on in the world of the playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs. Last night, the Rangers topping the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-3 in an elimination game, backs against the wall. Sidney Crosby goes down in this game, and we'll see what his availability is. A lower body injury as the Rangers hold on. They'll go back to Pittsburgh now for game number 6. The Panthers beat the Capitals at home 5-3. That means the Caps are now facing elimination down 3-2 as that series will revert back to Washington. And the Calgary Flames beat the Dallas Stars at home. Final score of 3-1 there. It's now 3-2 in favor of Calgary. Actually caught a little bit of that game last night. A very strange angle on television, too. It felt like the camera was a lot lower. Four games tonight. TNT and TBS will have the coverage at 7 o'clock on TNT. Hurricanes and Bruins. Carolina leads the series 3-2, so that's a must-watch game tonight at 7 o'clock in the Garden. Over on TBS, the Maple Leafs and the Lightning at 7:30. That's now a must-watch game, with Toronto leading that series 3-2 at Amalie Arena. Will the Maple Leafs be able to close things out in Tampa Bay? The Wild and Blues then at 9:30 on TNT, with St. Louis leading that series 3-2 at the Enterprise Center in St. Louis, Missouri. And then you have the Oilers and Kings, LA leading the series 3-2. No Darnell Nurse. He was suspended a game for a headbutt. So you have that happening. Over on the NBA side of things, the Milwaukee Bucks, massive comeback, scoring 33 in the fourth quarter last night, 110-107. Giannis was unstoppable, 40 points, 11 assists, or 11 rebounds, I should say, 3 assists. He was absolutely dynamite. The Celtics are reeling. Even though Jason Tatum put up 34, it just wasn't enough. Drew Holiday with a just a massive block and steal in the final 10 seconds of that game. That was awesome. And then the Grizzlies pounded the Warriors last night, 134-95. No Ja Morant, no problem for Memphis, as they were up as many as 55 in that game last night. 55 points in a playoff game. Tonight you'll have the Heat and Sixers. Miami with a chance to close down that series in Philly. Boy, would that be awesome. Just with the return of Jimmy Butler, I think that this is probably a storyline that isn't talked about as much. But remember, Philly had Jimmy Butler at one point. Jimmy Butler, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, what could have been? The what if is maybe the biggest question for Philly. And Jimmy Butler then, you know, moving on to Miami. And Philly probably, I mean, what were they going to do? Did they want Tobias Harris? Did they want Jimmy Butler? You know, how Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid would have coexisted together. I don't know. We'll never know. And then you have the Suns and the Mavericks, with Phoenix leading that series 3-2. That's in Dallas tonight at 9:30 on ESPN. So we have a massive night with closeout games across the board. Obviously, the NBA being one round ahead of the NHL. Enjoy it while it lasts, because it's all coming to a close, and it's all coming to a close very, very quickly. And it's you know, when this part of the year is over, man, it's sad. You know, then it's just, we're just left with the Detroit Tigers and looking forward to football season. So enjoy this and watch as much of it as you can tonight. Canes Bruins, back over on the NHL side of things. Can Carolina get it done tonight in the Garden? Over under set at 6. I mean, look, if I was going to wager on these games, I think I'd take the over in every game in the NHL right now.
Just remember, if you're looking at Toronto, Tampa Bay, it's been years since Tampa Bay has lost back-to-back playoff games.
I believe it's how many years?
3 or 4.
Wow.
So it's been a while. So Tampa Bay is a smart play tonight.
Ooh, calling a shot early on the DraftKings Sportsbook. I like that.
Yes, I have it right now. Tampa Bay spread 1.5, because I think there'll be an empty netter, and over 6.5 goals on DraftKings. I think it's plus 380.
You got a same game parlay going on.
Yep. So for those two, minus 1.5 Tampa, over 6.5, plus 380.
What if you throw in an Austin Matthews goal?
I have no idea. I put the bet in last night.
Oh, so, okay. Wow.
I was like, I'm getting this before any numbers change. I am locking that in. So,
all right. I like that. Boy, that's a great game, too. It Bruins Canes. Like, I can't get too much into the Wild and Blues. I'll tune in maybe for a period of Oilers and Kings tonight. just because of my now fanhood for the Edmonton Oilers. But, you know, even without, you know, Darnell Nurse not playing in the game, maybe I'm not as attached to that. Maybe I'll just watch Canes and Bruins and then throw on the 7 o'clock NBA game for the three television setup, man. That'll be it. Last night in the man cave tonight, too. Got to enjoy this this playoff bonanza while I can.
Yeah, there'll be a new radio bunker coming soon for Anthony.
Yeah, new bunker coming soon, man. I got the kitchen packed up last night. So that was progress.
I mean, do you cook often?
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure. I don't know your lifestyle. I mean,
very rarely eat out.
Okay. See, some people don't like to cook. Some people love to cook. I didn't know your preference with, especially with your schedule.
Do I like to cook?
Do you cook out of necessity?
Yeah.
Instead of spending money? Okay.
Yeah, it's so you never, because
especially in our line of work, especially with the many of jobs you have, cooking can just seem like a unnecessary chore trying to be built into your schedule.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that if you could hammer it out in one day, that's just the best way to do it, in my opinion. I'm one of those people that just reheats food all the time. So, yeah, a 5-pound pack of chicken and, you know, some other necessities, and I'll be good. Some onions, some peppers, stuff like that. Real basic. I eat the same three meals every day.
Switch up between rice and noodles with your chicken.
Yeah, not a whole lot of rice, like cauliflower rice. It's like a rice substitute. It sucks, but you know, just try to, you know, dodge everything that rice has in it. So yeah, and it's a vegetable, so it makes me feel better about it. But yeah, I got the kitchen packed up. It's terrible. Moving is awful.
It is. It stinks. I haven't moved in 5 years, and I know I'll have to move again soon, but I'm not looking forward to that day, because since then, you know, added another kid.
Oh, yeah, the children and all their stuff. Oh god.
Yep.
It's not even so much the packing. Like that part is just,
you just
is what
figure
it is.
Out. It's like, oh, I have a lot more stuff than I thought I did.
Yeah, there might be a little bit of that. I mean, I don't really have a whole lot, you know, of just like stuff in general. You know, just in the packing part, it really isn't really wasn't that tedious. It's just it's more or less just leaving my house. I think that's the part that bothers me the most.
And
about it.
I guess is, how do you pack your clothes up? Are you putting it in boxes, or is it, let's just throw it all in trash bags and make the packing easier? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave everything on hangers and just do like a trifold so it fits in the box. And then
just with the hanger, you actually use a trash bag and then tie the bag off where the hanger is. So when you get to your new place, you just hang it all up on the closet, take the bag off.
Nice.
That's the way you pack up your closet.
Interesting.
So that way, nothing comes off a hanger. It's just simple packing and unpacking.
I like that. I might actually employ this strategy. I just figured if I just trifolded and just threw it in the box, then I could just grab the whole stack of hangers and just pull them out and then throw them on the hanger. But the garbage bag idea isn't a bad idea.
Yeah, so that way you're just hanging it up and you just rip a trash bag off and then you're done.
Yeah.
That's a life good, hack for moving.
That's a good piece of information there. I'm glad I talked about this today. But yeah, I mean, for me, like it's more or less the sentimental value of the home, and leaving it, I think, is that's the biggest hurdle that I'm facing right now.
I feel you.
The biggest challenge. You know, so I'll sit tonight in my man cave down here with my three screens, and then I'll have to, you know, unmount things tomorrow, because I'm gonna make probably two trips is my plan of attack. So a lot of you know, just clothing and a lot of stuff in small boxes, stuff like that tomorrow, and then, you know, U-Haul for all the big stuff on Saturday. Get from point A to point B. I think it's gonna be the plan. I got a couple more things I got to do around the house, but
I'm assuming you can't just move all your house directly into this apartment, so you have a storage you have to take it to first, some of it?
No, I mean, outside of the, like, I'm not going to move my my pool table. The pool table is just going to stay for the next, you know, whomever's in here next. But outside of that, yeah, I'll be able to fit it all. I really don't have that much stuff. You know, I try to live as minimal as possible. But I come from a family where my mother has a lot of stuff. Like, she has a lot of stuff. Just stuff you accumulate over the years. I mean, they've been in the same house for 35, 36 years now. So, I mean, you can only imagine the stuff that they have in there. I can't even imagine the stuff that they have in there.
Yeah.
I probably haven't seen in years.
And all your kindergarten projects and all every report card, I'm sure. Oh. It's nuts. My mom is going through all that stuff right now. I'm like, no, I maybe like yearbooks I would want. I don't need any projects or anything I did.
Yeah, so I gave my parents came down last night. We had dinner together, and I have like all of my credentials. I had like hanging over like my dresser has a mirror on it. So I like hooked all the credentials on like the corner of the mirror, and they all just stayed there. And I gave those to my mom, and she got pretty worked up over it, just because, I mean, there were a ton of credentials there. I guess.
Saved everyone I've had. I'm going to put them in a scrapbook one day.
One day.
Right? One of these days.
Yeah.
I don't have as many as you do, but I've got, at this point, probably a couple hundred.
I mean, one credential usually gets me in for the season. So it's,
yeah, these are like a bunch of. Well, see, when you work like, you know, for FS1 or Big Ten Network, you know, they're like, oh, here's your Nebraska, Michigan, you know, pass. Here's your Michigan, Michigan State, you know. So I have a bunch of single game ones.
Yeah. What's your plan on, what's your plan with those?
Put them in a scrapbook.
That'd be kind of cool.
I mean, your mom still has them, so it's not like they're going anywhere. So you could do that one day.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere. So that's the process and the project that I'm on. I'll be just packing and trying to watch the. I'll have to do everything before the playoffs start, because once they start, I'm not getting anything done. Same thing happened last night. It was like once the game started, I was like, all right, I got to put this on hold. We got to watch Giannis and company take over in the fourth quarter. We can't be fiddling around with plates and cups and everything else. Amari Stoudemire making a television appearance today as well. Do you have any, Dan, you got any action on any of tonight's games across the NBA or the NHL?
No, but Ryan and I were placing some golf wagers for the weekend. Let me see what
Oh, really?
Yes. We just some long shot fun stuff. You know, golf, obviously, everything's a long shot if you're betting in the first round for winners of a golf tournament. Let's see. I did Spieth, Matsuyama, and Cam Champ, all top 10. That's plus 6744. That's a big, big one. Taylor Gooch, top 5. Adam Scott, top 10. Mark Leishman, top 20. Then I got Scottie Scheffler, Jordan Spieth to finish 1 and 2, any order. And then I have any four of JT, DJ, Will Zalatoris, Hideki, and Joaquin. So you get 4 out of 5 to be top 20.
That's a lot. Holy man. Yeah, you do have some golf action.
Yeah, they're all like weekend long things. As long as your guys make the cut, you feel like maybe they could do it.
Yeah, they're in pretty good shape. They just have to... like you said, they have to make the cut. If I was a betting man, I'm actually going to take the Heat tonight. Philly's, they're giving 2 to Miami. I think Miami closes it down in Philly. I think Jimmy Butler goes crazy in this game. And James Harden, like, all the pressure's on Philly right now. I know that when they made that trade, it wasn't so much about Ben Simmons because he's a flake, right? I mean, he's not, who knows what's going on with him. You know, his brain's connected to his back and, oh God, you know, this is, he's a whiner, complainer. He's spoiled. He's entitled. He's got $240 million coming to him and he hasn't done anything to earn it. He can't even make a jump shot for God's sakes. But I think Jimmy Butler comes out with reckless abandon. And if you're Philadelphia and you're James Harden, you get beat at home. talk about nailing the coffin on your legacy. Like, are you kidding me? Because he's not getting any younger. And I think that we've already seen the best version of James Harden that we'll be able to see. And one of the big knocks against him is you got to be able to get it done in the playoffs and in crunch time when it matters the most. And I just don't see that happening. I think that when the lights get brightest, he shies away. And so I see Jimmy Butler getting his vengeance on the city of Philadelphia tonight at 10 o'clock. So I'm going to take the Sixers, Suns, Mavs. I think the Suns will get it done tonight too. It's a closeout game. Obviously, the Mavs are going to come out with their hair on fire. You just keep it close, and you get Devin Booker cooking in the fourth quarter. I think that's a pretty good recipe for success in that game. Phoenix is actually a 2-point favorite on the road tonight. Maple Leafs and Bruins. Those two individual games. Maple Leafs and Lightnings, Bruins and Canes. Those are the two that I'll pay the most attention to. Wild and Blues. I have to imagine St. Louis can close them out. I'm rooting for Edmonton. Don't know if they'll get it done, but hopefully they can tie that series and take it back north of the border. I think that would be a lot of fun as well. By the way, the NBA has unveiled new trophies and awards honoring Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Bob Cousy, and the Big O, Oscar Robertson. So this is very interesting. The Larry Bird Eastern Conference Finals MVP Award and the Irvin Magic Johnson Western Conference Finals MVP Awards will be honoring the conference champions. Johnson and Bird, both Hall of Famers. It makes sense there. In addition to the newly designed Eastern Conference Championship Trophy, will be named after Cousy. He won 6 NBA titles with the Celtics. The updated Western Conference Championship Trophy will be named after Oscar Robertson, a point guard in the 1971 NBA Championship with the Milwaukee Bucks. So it's interesting. You got to have awards and trophies for everybody. So you're going to have an Eastern Conference Finals MVP, like Finals MVP. What? I guess. I mean, we have an NBA Finals MVP. I mean, that should be maybe the one. But the more awards, the more trophies. I don't mind them. I like the fact that they went with Bird and Magic. I think that that's cool. I think Cousy and Robertson's kind of a stretch, but that's just me. I probably would have gone a different direction. Maybe honoring some other guys that had more than one title, but hey, that's just me. That if they want to pay homage to those guys, I'm cool with that.